In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the He-Man to my Man-at-Arms, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Derek.
How you doing?
Lovely. Doing good. How you doing?
How much time we got?
The way we go, about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, right now, as we are recording this episode, the Oscars are going on. So,
and we give zero fucks.
As a special treat, we are doing a review this week of an Oscar-winning classic. No, I'm just kidding. We don't give a shit about no fucking... fucking. You think any of the movies we fucking watch and review are fucking Oscar winners? Come on. Give me a motherfucking break. So, yeah, good luck to whatever.
One of those people.
Yeah, those
made the movies.
Whatever. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Although, there's a couple of interesting nominations, but probably nothing that's really going to pan out to anything. So
I pretty much don't give any fuck about any award shows.
No, pretty much.
After Metallica lost to Jethro Tull on the Grammys back in 89, or was that? I don't know.
I don't even remember.
88?
For the first...
Heavy metal
award.
Yeah. I was pretty much all done after that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, motherfuck awards, I don't give a shit.
Thus proving that they just don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
So.
And usually in the Oscars, I don't wind up seeing any of those movies. Not until way after the Oscars.
Sometimes not even that.
Yeah.
So, let's move on, shall we? And then, my wife, she watches every award show. Even the ones like... She doesn't care about normally, like the some of the music ones and what she watched. I think it was the Grammys recently, and she's like, "I don't know who any of these people are." And I'm like, "Why are you watching?" But anyway, so let's move on to some shit that we do care about, shall we?
Oh,
and that'll be our stories for the evening. And the first story I have is something kind of interesting, and it's about our old friends at Netflix, who we love because they're one of our top listeners.
Yeah, keep digging that hole.
Hey, that was on the Lost episode, so nobody heard those ones before. So I gotta bring them back. So anyway, Netflix is planning on making its own superhero movie, although it's more of a vigilante than a superhero. And they would like to have Keanu Reeves star in the movie. Interesting.
So is he going to be a vigilante or a superhero? I mean, is he have like superpowers and shit or?
No. So, Netflix is ordering a show called Past Midnight, which is a new type, say that in quotes, air quotes. A new type of vigilante superhero story. What? Oh. Is it a vigilante or a superhero? It's a vigilante superhero story.
That's the new part.
Yeah, that doesn't help. The film was written by TJ Fixman and will be directed by dope director Rick Famuyiwa.
Wait, what was that again?
Rick.
Rick.
Yep.
A long, long way to run.
Famuyiwa.
Oh. Yeah. I've heard it before. I just can't remember how to say it.
Yeah. So they're hoping to get Keanu Reeves to play the role, but there hasn't been any any actual word on that. That's just what they're hoping.
I have mixed feelings.
Mm.
Because I don't have anything against him doing that. But at the same time, I don't want it taking away from Bill and Ted 3 time, maybe.
Oh, right,
he's
yeah.
Tied up with a show and shit.
I know, right? So, the writer, TJ Fixman, interestingly enough, he comes from the video game world. He's written a bunch of the Ratchet and Clank games.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And, He's sold a number of film projects like One Night on the Hudson, The Lost, and Disney's Gargoyles.
Huh. Oh, Gargoyle.
Hmm. So, there you go.
What is that? You're talking about the TV show, or there's a movie property coming
out? It says film project, but I don't know anything about a film project. But yeah, so there you go. That's so that could be interesting. And I don't know though. Do we need or care about a new vigilante unknown property?
Like, we'll kind of feel John Wickish, sort of.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. So
instead of somebody killing his dog, they like killed his wife or something.
Yeah. But then it's just kind of, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends how they do it. But, I mean, you know, you got the Punisher on there already. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's kind of already filling that, scratching that itch.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's, I don't know.
Depends.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see what they do with it.
Yeah. Keanu, overall, I like.
Yeah, I like interviews, but I just don't know.
The Matrix fixed a lot for me with Keanu. Dracula was
bad. Oh, yeah.
That ruined him for many years for me.
Tarkin's looking at me.
Ubby.
What? Tarkin's looking at me. It's creepy as hell. I have a little Funko Tarkin, and he's fucking staring right at me. Anyway, yeah, so I don't know how to feel. I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I'm not really, like what you were just saying, is, you know, is it just another Punisher? Or fucking, we have Death Wish coming out. It's just...
Yeah.
It's the same old shit. It's just John Wick with a different coat of paint.
Different motivation. Well, not even me. I don't know.
Depends. Yeah, who knows?
But they said it was going to be something newer or something, right?
Like, yeah, I would like to see it be something totally different. Because they said a new type of superhero vigilante, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
So, let's move on.
Okay.
Next up, we have... Warner Brothers has actually set a release date for their reboot of, well, now it's going to be the $6 billion man.
I guess it wouldn't be that impressive now if it was a $6
billion. It's a $6 billion man. We gave him a, he's got like a bionic fingernail. Lame.
He's double jointed everywhere now. $6 million. That's what it gets you.
So
he works with the clapper. $6 million. That's what it gets you for you.
So it's going to be coming out May 31st of 2019, and oh boy, it's going to star our favorite actor Mark Wahlberg. Now he's a chance for him.
Oh, fuck balls.
Fuck balls indeed. It's going to be based on, of course, the TV show and the novel Cyborg by Martin Caden.
He's going to be the Bionic Man?
Yeah. Still, you know, Steve Austin and all that stuff. Top Secret Government Program, Horrific Accident, Near Death, Cutting Edge Technology Brings Him Back to Life. It's a $6 billion man. So...
Well, knowing that he's it just kind of ruined that.
I know, right? I'm like, ugh.
I don't think he keeps the noise, though, when he jumps and shit. That's the best thing
about it. I wish I had that. Yeah. You know what they'll probably do? Like they did with the Transformers? And they'll have that noise. Like,
ruin it?
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. But, you know, like they put the original... Instead of just having the original Transformer noise, it's like in there...
Yeah, it's like mixed in there.
Somewhere. Yeah. So it's just like...
It's the...
Come on.
Don't change it. It's a fucking awesome noise.
I know, right?
They couldn't even fucking do that.
So, yet another pointless reboot starring somebody we don't give two shits about.
It's weird. It's like, who's that for? I don't...
I know, right?
Anybody... This generation will give any fucks about that at all.
I know, right?
And then, like, our generation, I don't...
And then, are they just gonna do like they did on the TV show and have them look normal, but then they'll have all these, like, you know, cool bionic shits? Or are they gonna make him, like, cyborg?
Bionic shits?
Bionic shits.
The toilet explodes.
Or are they gonna make him, like, more like Cyborg from the Justice League. Because we all saw how well that went.
Yeah.
So, once again, you know.
This story makes me sad.
I know, me too. Once again, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? And why? 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 It doesn't make any sense anymore. It's clearly just a cash grab. And speaking of reboots,
I feel like this is going to be really loud.
It might be. They're doing a reboot of another classic film, sci-fi film, and that will be Logan's Run, which is going to be directed by Simon Kinberg, who just did X-Men Dark Phoenix. And the fucking ad! They hate pop-up ads when I'm trying to look at details. Fucking details! Yeah, so... And it's going to be written by Peter Craig, who wrote The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1 and 2. And they've been developing this shit for years.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, no. Uh-huh. It says they've been quietly developing the movie for years in the hopes that it can generate the critical acclaim of Blade Runner 2049 while replicating the buzz surrounding Ready Player One. And, of course, Logan's Run is based on the novel by William F. Noland and George Clayton Johnson. The original film was directed by David Zella Goodman. Oh, excuse me, it was written and directed by Michael Anderson. Came out in 1976, starring Michael York and Farrah Fawcett. It actually won a Special Academy Award for visual effects. Ooh. It was made into a short-lived TV series in 1977. I didn't know that. So the story of Logan's Run, for those who don't know, which it's a classic, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Takes place in a supposedly utopian future society. In order to maintain an equilibrium between supplies and population, anyone who reaches the age of 30 is killed by one of the Sandman killers. The Sandman, named Logan 5, facing death himself, decides to make a run for it with his companion Jessica 6. But another Sandman, Francis 7, gives pursuit. So, shit, we'd be fucked if that were the case, huh? long gone. So, I don't know
how I feel about that.
I kind of have mixed feelings. Like, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, it wouldn't hurt for an update of that, but...
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on here?
This is the whole music.
Alright, continue.
Okay. I don't think it's bad to have an update of that, but who's involved with it is not really getting me excited.
Yeah.
The guy that writes the Hunger Games movies, I've only seen one of them, but...
I haven't seen any of them.
I didn't really...
Didn't love them? Yeah, I don't know, and like, but it's almost to the point where it's old enough that it'd be okay to reboot it.
Yeah, like, I think it could be interesting, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I'm not super thrilled by it.
Yeah.
But I'm not super opposed to it either, so...
Yeah, I'm kind of like on the fence on that one.
Yeah, so, I don't know, we'll wait and see. Now, here's something that we're not on the fence about that could be cool. You know, the whole deal with Disney buying Fox and everything.
Oh, sure.
But it's currently still under litigation, so it's not official yet. And in the meantime, sorry, had a
helmet song.
Helmet flashback. That wasn't a good. Yeah. Anyway, in the meantime, Fox is still working on other films. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the He-Man to my Man-at-Arms, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Oh.
How you doing?
Lovely. Doing good. How you doing?
You know. How much time we got?
About, well, the way we go, about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, right now, as we are recording this episode, the Oscars are going on. So.
And we give zero fucks.
As a special treat, we are doing a review this week of an Oscar-winning classic. No, I'm just kidding. We don't give a shit about no fucking... fucking. You think any of the movies we fucking watch and review are fucking Oscar winners? Come on.
Give me nope.
Give me a motherfucking break. So, yeah, good luck to whatever. You know, whatever.
One of those people.
Yeah, those
made the movies.
Whatever. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Although, there's a couple of interesting nominations, but probably nothing that's really going to pan out to anything. So...
I pretty much don't give any fuck about any award shows.
No, pretty much.
After Metallica lost to Jethro Tull on the Grammys back in 89, or was that? I don't know.
I don't even
88?
Remember.
88?
For the first...
Heavy metal
award.
Yeah. I was pretty much all done after that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, motherfuck awards, I don't give a shit.
Thus proving that they just don't fucking get it. So,
and usually in the Oscars, I don't wind up seeing any of those movies. Not until way after the Oscars.
Sometimes not even that.
Yeah.
So, let's move on, shall we? And then, my wife, she watches every award show. Even the ones, like, she doesn't care about normally. Like the some of the music ones and what she watched. I think it was the Grammys recently. And she's like, I don't know who any of these people are. And I'm like... Why are you watching? But anyway, so let's move on to some shit that we do care about, shall we?
Oh!
And that'll be our stories for the evening. And the first story I have is something kind of interesting. And it's about our old friends at Netflix, who we love because they're one of our top listeners.
Yeah, keep digging that hole.
Hey, that was on the Lost episode, so nobody heard those ones before. So I gotta bring them back. So anyway, Netflix is planning on making its own superhero movie, although it's more of a vigilante than a superhero. And they would like to have Keanu Reeves star in the movie. Interesting.
So is he gonna be a vigilante or a superhero? I mean, is he gonna have superpowers and shit or
no? So, Netflix is ordering a show called Past Midnight, which is a new type, say that in quotes, air quotes, a new type of vigilante superhero story. What? Oh. Is it a vigilante or a superhero? It's a vigilante superhero story.
That's the new part.
Yeah, it doesn't help. The film was written by TJ Fixman and will be directed by dope director Rick Famuyiwa.
Hey, what was that again? Can you say that again?
Rick.
Rick.
Yep.
A long, long way to run.
Famuyiwa.
Oh. Yeah. I've heard it before. I just can't remember how to.
Yeah. So they're hoping to get Keanu Reeves to play the role, but there hasn't been any any actual word on that. That's just what they're hoping.
I have mixed feelings.
Mm.
Because I don't have anything against him doing that, but at the same time, I don't want it taking away from Bill and Ted 3 time, maybe.
Oh, right, yeah.
Tied up with the show and shit.
I know, right? So, the writer, TJ Fixman, interestingly enough, he comes from the video game world. He's written a bunch of the Ratchet and Clank games.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He's sold a number of film projects like One Night on the Hudson, The Lost, and Disney's Gargoyles.
Oh, Gargoyle.
So,
what is that? You're talking about the TV show or there's a movie property coming out?
It says film project, but I don't know anything about a film project. But yeah, so there you go. So that could be interesting. And I don't know, though. Do we need or care about a new vigilante? Unknown property.
Kind of feel John Wickish, sort of.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, so...
But instead of somebody killing his dog, they, like, killed his wife or something.
Yeah.
Or
some shit. But then it's just kind of... I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it depends how they do it. But, I mean, you know, you got the Punisher on there already. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's kind of already filling that, scratching that itch.
Yeah.
So
yeah, is, I don't know.
Depends.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see what they do with it.
Yeah. Keanu, overall, I like.
Yeah, I like interviews, but I just don't know.
The Matrix fixed a lot for me with Keanu. Dracula was
bad. Oh, yeah.
That ruined him for many years for me.
Tarkin's looking at me. What? Tarkin's looking at me. It's creepy as hell. I have a little Funko Tarkin, and he's fucking staring right at me. Anyway, yeah, so I don't know how to feel. I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I'm not really, like what you were just saying, is, you know, is it just another Punisher? Or fucking, we have Death Wish coming out. It's just,
yeah,
it's the same old shit. It's just John Wick with a different coat of paint.
Different motivation. Well, not even, I don't know.
Depends. Yeah, who knows?
But they said it was going to be something new or something, right?
Like, yeah, I would like to see it be something totally different. Because they said a new type of superhero vigilante, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
So, let's move on.
Okay.
Next up, we have Warner Brothers has actually set a release date for their reboot of... Well, now it's going to be the $6 billion man.
I guess it wouldn't be that impressive now if it was the $6
billion. It's a $6 billion man. We gave him a...
Really?
He's got, like, a bionic fingernail. Lame.
He's double-jointed everywhere now. $6 million. That's what it gets you.
So...
He works with the clapper. $6 million. That's what it gives away.
So it's going to be coming out May 31st of 2019. And oh boy, it's going to star our favorite actor, Mark Wahlberg. Now he's a chance for him.
Oh, fuck balls.
Fuck balls indeed. It's going to be based on, of course, the TV show and the novel Cyborg. By Martin Caden.
He's going to be the Bionic Man?
Yeah. Still, you know, Steve Austin and all that stuff. Top Secret Government Program, Horrific Accident, Near Death, Cutting Edge Technology Brings Him Back to Life. It's a $6 billion man. So.
Well, knowing that he's it just kind of ruined that.
I know, right? I'm like, ugh.
I hope he keeps the noise, though, when he jumps and shit. That's the best thing
ever. I wish I had that. You know what they'll probably do? Like they did with the Transformers? And they'll have that noise. Like,
ruin it?
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. But, you know, like they put the original... Instead of just having the original Transformer noise, it's like in there.
Yeah, it's like mixed in there. Somewhere.
Yeah. So it's just like...
It's the...
Come on.
Don't change it. It's a fucking awesome noise.
I know, right?
They couldn't even fucking do that.
So, yet another pointless reboot starring somebody we don't give two shits about.
It's weird. It's like, who's that for? I know, right? Anybody who, this generation will give any fucks about that at all.
I know, right?
And then, like, our generation, I don't...
And then, are they just gonna do like they did on the TV show and have them look normal? But then they'll have all these, like, you know, cool bionic shits. Or are they going to make him, like, cyborg?
Bionic shits.
Bionic shits.
The toilet explodes.
Or are they going to make him, like, more like Cyborg from the Justice League? Because we all saw how well that went.
Yeah.
So, once again, you know.
This story makes me sad.
I know, me too. Once again, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? And why? 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 It doesn't make any sense anymore. It's clearly just a cash grab. And speaking of reboots...
I feel like that's going to be really loud.
It might be. They're doing a reboot of another classic film, sci-fi film, and that will be Logan's Run, which is going to be directed by Simon Kinberg, who just did X-Men Dark Phoenix. And the fucking ad! They hate pop-up ads when I'm trying to look at details. Fucking details! Yeah, so... And it's going to be written by Peter Craig, who wrote The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1 and 2. And they've been developing this shit for years.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, no. Uh-oh. It says they've been quietly developing the movie for years in the hopes that it can generate the critical acclaim of Blade Runner 2049 while replicating the buzz surrounding Ready Player One. And, of course, Logan's Run is based on the novel by William F. Noland and George Clayton Johnson. The original film was directed by David Zella Goodman. Oh, excuse me, it was written and directed by Michael Anderson. Came out in 1976, starring Michael York and Farrah Fawcett. It actually won a Special Academy Award for visual effects. It was made into a short-lived TV series in 1977. I didn't know that. The story of Logan's Run, for those who don't know, which it's a classic, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Takes place in a supposedly utopian future society. In order to maintain an equilibrium between supplies and population, anyone who reaches the age of 30 is killed by one of the Sandman killers. The Sandman, named Logan 5, facing death himself, decides to make a run for it with his companion Jessica 6, but another Sandman, Francis 7, gives pursuit. So, shit, we'd be fucked if that were the case, huh? long gone. So, I don't know
how I feel about that.
I kind of have mixed feelings. Like, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, it wouldn't hurt for an update of that, but...
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on here?
This is the whole music.
Alright, continue.
Okay. I don't think it's bad to have an update of that, but who's involved with it is not really getting me excited.
Yeah.
The guy that writes the Hunger Games movies, I've only seen one of them, but...
I haven't seen any of them.
I didn't really...
Didn't love them?
No.
Yeah, I don't know, and like, but it's almost to the point where it's old enough that it'd be okay to reboot it.
Yeah, like, I think it could be interesting, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I'm not super thrilled by it.
Yeah.
But I'm not super opposed to it either, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of like on the fence on that one.
Yeah. So, I don't know, we'll wait and see. Now, here's something that we're not on the fence about that could be cool. You know, the whole deal with Disney buying Fox and everything.
Oh, sure.
But it's currently still under litigation, so it's not official yet. And in the meantime, sorry, had a
helmet song.
Helmet flashback. That wasn't a good, you know. Anyway.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
So, as I was saying. So, they're looking... Fox is going to continue doing some movies, including a standalone Silver Surfer movie written by Brian K. Vaughan.
Nice. That sounds interesting. That's the first one that I was like, ooh.
I know. That could be interesting. That could be really good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Especially if they can... I hope it goes to Disney just for that. All that.
I know, right? Yeah. So, they also have some other plans. There was a plan for a Kitty Pryde movie written by Brian Michael Bendis.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. And
I think it's kind of weird to just plop her in there somewhere, though.
I know. But then the rumor was that they were going to be delaying the Silver and Black movie, so
We'll see. Although I would love to see a Silver Surfer movie, like a real cosmic Silver Surfer movie.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him just come to Earth and...
I wonder if they do like an origin movie.
Ooh, maybe. And that would mean they'd have to have Galactus.
Yeah.
Like a real Galactus.
With that fucking cloud bullshit.
Yeah, no shit. Jeez.
Oh. That's so sad.
I know.
Like, come on. Why would you go all the way up to the... to the plate and then not knock it out of the park.
Alright. I know, like, I don't know. I get what they were trying to do with the Galactus from the Fantastic Four 2, but...
You do?
Well, yeah, they thought they could do a better version than the giant guy in the purple costume.
Wrong.
I'm not saying they were right. I'm just saying I know what they were trying for. And, yeah. Didn't quite work out that way.
Yeah, big cloud of whatever that bullshit.
Yeah.
Not better. That's what I don't like. Like, don't think you can do it better.
Yeah.
Just do it. Do it. The way it's supposed to be.
Just do it.
Or don't do it at all.
Right.
That's what I say about it.
Yeah, well, you know... You know, nobody's going to listen to the fans, so, and us, so.
It's just weird. If you make it for the fans, they will love it and carry it on their shoulders for eternity.
And if you try to make it for the mainstream, nobody's going to give a shit.
Yeah, the flavor of the month or whatever.
Because, you know, people are getting, the mainstream's getting tired of our superhero movies and all that stupid bullshit that you... I don't want to get into it. Anyway.
I know, I keep hearing that, like, oh, I'm so sick of superhero movies and all this shit. I'm like...
You know, when's the bubble gonna burst?
Star Wars movies and, like... What do they have better coming out other than these movies?
I know, right?
If you could replace it with something better... More maybe I got something. Maybe I'm willing to listen, but as far as like big movies like that go, there's not anything better coming out.
No.
Fucking Jumanji? No. Fast and the Furious fucking 900, whatever the fuck they're up to? That's all I can think of. Transformers? No.
Ugh.
I would take a million fucking. What's the shittiest comic book movie I can think of?
Current one?
Just in general. The worst one. I don't know. I would take the worst one. I would take a million of those over even one more Transformer movie.
I know, right?
In the current state it's in.
That's why I am hopeful for the reboot, although, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. We'll see. All right, so let's move on. to another reboot. That's right, another reboot.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So we're going to have to change the name of our show to the Keepers of the Fucking Reboot soon.
I don't want to keep them, though.
I know, right?
I want
to. So this time, we're talking about the reboot of... The Highlander.
Highlander.
There can be only one.
There can be only one. That sounds weird in the
mind. Actually, it kind of sounded like Death from Bill and Ted.
There can be only one.
De Melvin.
Battleship. I'm trying to remember how Chris Lambert.
So, they finally have a script. Lionsgate is doing it. And pre-production is set to begin this October.
Hmm.
It has been in development for nearly a decade. Which, that's a flag right there. Bing! When Summit Entertainment Summit Entertainment. Summit Entertainment. Summit Entertainment picked up the rights to the project in 2008. And then Lionsgate has been in control when they acquired Summit Entertainment in 2012. So now they have a script they're happy about, and they're actually going to go forward with the movie.
Hmm. Is there anybody attached to it? Like acting or directing or anything?
No. Not yet.
I don't know, man. I think that the only reason that movie works, you need some of that weird 80s crazy magic makes that shit happen.
Yeah.
It makes it
good. The other, I don't want them to try to, oh, we're going to make a serious version this time, or, you know, more a modern take on it. That'll ruin it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I was mistaken. They have Chad Stahelski of John Wick Chapter 2 on board to direct.
Hmm. I don't know, man.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I love the first Highlander so much. The second one.
I recently bought all of them.
I still haven't seen the third one.
You didn't see that's the one with Mario Van Peebles.
I didn't see that one. Because I was so offended by the second one that I'm like, I'm not watching that shit. Although I've heard the third one is better, but than the second one.
Yeah.
And then
it kind of gets, you know, it's varying degrees of shite after the first one, really. I bought all of them and I was like, man, I'm going to watch because I don't think I've seen any past three. There's a couple more.
Is there? Movies?
Yeah, there's one that's a TV. Well, remember the TV series?
I was going to say, I was watching the TV series for a while, but then I kind of fell off of it.
Well, there's one that's it's the guy from the TV series and Chris Lambert
movie. Oh, yes.
Which I think is the last one, I think.
I vaguely remember that.
Which I didn't watch that one yet. I don't think I had it in me.
I think the Highlander is a good concept that they just tried to go too far with.
Yeah, like, it's interesting.
Like, I liked the show, how they would, like, show him from different time periods and stuff and all that crap.
Yeah, I didn't really watch that.
It was good. It was pretty good. But the movies, I don't know, they just kind of fell off track.
Yeah, the second one just went.
When they tried to make him fucking aliens and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I have the Renegade version of the second one, which is like a reworking of it or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I think it makes it somewhat better, but
it's kind of like how
it's still a mess.
Extended version of Batman versus Superman makes it somewhat better.
It does a little bit, but not a lot. And it makes it like 3 hours.
Yeah. 3 hours is too much. So, yeah.
I don't know. It depresses me to hear all these reboots and shit.
I know. What the fuck?
We're not even done. There's more on the list, I know.
Yeah, so
they're just remaking the 80s at this point.
Yeah, but they're not doing a good job of it. That's the problem.
I know. They're totally wasting any potential that it even had.
I know, right? And they're totally missing the point of what made all that shit so good.
It's an intangible thing that you can't.
Yeah.
It was a time period. It was something in the fucking water. I don't know what it was. Yeah. Probably cocaine. Something. There was something.
It could have been, yeah.
That's not, you can't reproduce that. No matter how good the effects are or whatever. It's a soul that Hollywood had at that. That's long gone.
Right, yeah.
The soul and the heart are have been dead a long time.
Yeah, it was a different, yeah. All right, well.
That's a, not to be, you know, a negative Nancy there, but.
Let's move on to a cheerier story, shall we?
But don't get me wrong, there's still good movies and stuff. I'm not saying that. Fuck the fucking button. I'm going to cram it in your...
Fascinating.
So...
It's not all bad. I'm not saying that, but... There's a lot of shit.
The reboots?
No, reboots. The reboots are mostly bad. But there's still some good movies with Heart Made and stuff, but I mean...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is.
I didn't want to make it sound like everything...
Everything's crap.
That's, no. Yeah.
But the reboots... Anyway, so... let's move on to some more...
Fascinating.
...news. Actually, I just wanted to tell this story because I had so much fun with it earlier. And that is the story about the Joker standalone movie that they were planning to do. And the report that actor Joaquin? Joaquin Phoenix. Hey!
You did it!
Hey! was set to play the Joker.
yeah, but didn't we, was that on the last show or?
Yes. No.
Or did we actually say that?
Yeah, it was on the last show, I think. It was on one of our shows.
No, it wasn't on the last one though, was it?
Oh, the lost one. No, it wasn't on the lost one.
Okay.
Cause I remember I made it a title, part of the title. Joaquin.
Oh, yeah.
But so, you know, the last, remember, because we had that, we were talking about it, and then we had a
breaking news
that apparently he was set to star. Well, now here's an interesting twist to the story, and it appears that Mr. Joaquin Phoenix is claiming he knows nothing about the movie.
Yeah, I heard an interview where he was like, they were asking him about it. He's like, I don't know anything about it. So I don't know if it's true, or he just doesn't feel like talking about it.
So, in a recent interview with the French publication Allociné. No?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. The actor was asked about the project. He told them, and his exact quote was, "What movie about a Joker? I have no idea what you're talking about." Now, of course, Joaquin Phoenix is kind of known for being a little out there. Remember years ago there was a whole thing where he went on the David Letterman show and
it was gonna be a rapper or something.
Yeah. And like he did this really weird interview with David Letterman and all this shit. And then he turned out he was faking the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like Letterman didn't know anything. He didn't know it was a fake or anything, so he didn't know what the hell was going on and all. So he's kind of got a reputation for doing some weird things. So. This could be.
He definitely knows about it. Whether he's involved, he definitely. So that's why I think he might be full of shit.
Yeah. I agree.
Because he definitely is aware of it.
Yeah.
Whether his role in it, I don't know.
But, because my guess is they've at least.
Yeah, or the internet, he's at least seen it or heard about it somehow.
And if it's reached the point where we're hearing that he's officially signed on, then he must have at least. They must have at least contacted him about it or something.
Something.
So, I think personally it's a deflection. He's trying to fuck with people, but who knows? And I suppose that could be a Joker thing to do.
Well, even if he said yes, he's not probably not allowed to talk about it, so.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. So
it's probably easier just to be like, nope.
Yeah.
Say, so yeah, but I can't talk about it.
So, Mr. Phoenix, are you going to be in the Joker film? There's no joke. I don't know what you're talking about with the Joker film. I don't know nothing. But they said, and you said, and then they said, and everyone said, and... Sorry. So, yeah, I think he's messing with people. And probably you're right, just because it's easier than trying to deny or you know, like...
Yeah.
I can't talk about anything. You know I can't say anything about the movie. It's always the case where we can't say anything. So.
It's going to be real good luck. That's all I can really say.
So you know what? Fuck it. I'm not doing it. There's no Joker movie. I know nothing about it. And I'm not doing it.
There shouldn't be a Joker movie, but that's a whole other
That's a whole nother topic.
Whole other topic.
Whole nother topic. All right. So let's move on.
Okay.
This is interesting. So, Chris McKay, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be directing the D&D movie. That's Dungeons & Dragons for you people.
For the lay people.
For the layman.
Well, I guess he's not, I don't know if it's set in stone yet, but he's up the. He's in discussions about it.
Cool.
And he's the guy that did the Lego Batman movie. And
oh, right.
He worked on, like, he did stuff for, like, Robot Chicken and
right.
and Moral Oral. Remember that
show? Oh, yeah.
Which was, like, a Davy and Goliath fucking yeah. claymation show. That's like so really, fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Oh, so
I love awesome. That show.
That show was fucking awesome.
That was great.
Hey, there's it. There's a good recommendation for us. There you go. Keep a recommendation. Moral Oral. Check it out.
Moral Oral. As long as you're not easily offended.
Yeah. Which if you're
or listening- religious. You probably shouldn't be either of those
oh,
things.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah.
yeah.
Although if you're listening to us, I'm going to guess you're probably not easily offended. Or maybe not even super religious. Anyway, so I kind of have mixed feelings about a Dungeons & Dragons film, though. There hasn't been a good one.
Yeah, but I would like to see and a good one. I mean, well, everybody would want to see. You know.
I would too, but then the thing about it is that just a name? Because wouldn't it just be like a fantasy movie? And like...
Unless they kind of do it like the cartoon.
Oh,
they kind of take that as a
yeah.
starting point anyway. Yeah. Which I can't exactly. I know they went on a fucking roller coaster. Like,
yeah, I don't remember exactly how that happened. It's been so long.
I used to love that though, but
yeah,
I would love to see it. The only thing, plus it has to wash away Marlon Wayans. It's the only thing I think about when I think Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Oh yeah, and I me don't too. Like that. I know.
I needed something to replace that.
So bad.
And it's such a big part of like my younger years there.
Yeah, the cartoon, yeah.
Well, and playing.
Oh, and playing, too. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, we used to play it, and it's great. It's an awesome role-playing game where you can create some awesome adventures. So, is there... Well, I mean, they've come out with adventures and stuff that you can play, too. So, I guess so. And there's been Dungeons & Dragons books and stuff. So, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there could be a cool way to do it.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and the
yeah.
Lego, I mean, Lego Batman, I didn't like it as much as the Lego movie, but I still liked it. But.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. It was, yeah.
So maybe he can do a good job there, I don't
but
know.
One thing I liked about the Lego Batman movie is there were little things in it that I enjoyed. Like the Bane, the way they did Bane and stuff. Where he only,
I don't even remember.
He only had like occasional lines. But it was in the Tom Hardy voice. And there was like one point where I forget what happened, but he got knocked over and he went, "That was unnecessary." So it was pretty. So there are little things like that that are kind of cool. And like they, you know, like they put in like Kite Man and all the other.
Yeah.
Condiment Man and all the crazy shit. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I liked it. It just, but the humor didn't work as much.
Yeah. Me, and the main story. No, the main story was decent, but yeah, it got a little too much after a while.
Because the Lego movie, like, I was completely blown away how much I liked it.
I know, right?
Because I had no hope for that.
Me either.
And I just happened to watch it, and I was like, whoa, shit,
that was going to hate it, and it was just...
Fucking fantastic.
It was really, yeah, it was really good.
I was like, I can't believe, like, I own it. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, so... That could be interesting. We'll have to keep our eyes open on that. All right.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's a movie that didn't never get a, or a property that never really got a fair shake.
Yeah.
So I don't mind them bringing that back.
It got a fucking Marlon Wayans movie.
Yeah.
That's definitely not a fair shake.
It has quite a few, like, sequels and things.
Yeah.
But they were all, like, direct-to-video bullshit.
Give it, like, a real focus. Make a good fantasy movie.
Yeah. You can't have fucking Sci-Fi Channel budget dragons and shit.
Yeah.
You need a real budget behind that.
All right, so next. So speaking of reboots, this has been a reboot-heavy episode. They're redoing the show Lost in Space, and they put out a trailer, and that's coming to Netflix, I believe.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, in April, I believe, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember.
And it's going, wait, was it Netflix or was it?
No, it's Netflix.
Amazon.
It's Netflix.
It's Netflix. And possibly April. Possibly. So, what did you think of the trailer?
It was okay. I mean, it didn't really, you know, give you the hell of a lot there.
Yeah. Off. Yeah, it was more of a teaser, really. But I kind of like what I've been reading about it. It seems like they might be going with a more, less campy tone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like the campy tone of it, of the TV show.
Really?
Fascinating.
Well, too bad. Well, see, the thing is, and most people don't, and I didn't even realize until I actually read an article about it, but the first season of the Lost in Space show was not campy. It was actually a little darker and more serious. Yeah. Like, I guess like Dr. Smith was actually trying to kill them and stuff, and then, when, you know, the second season, they wanted to compete with Batman, so they made it a little more campy.
Yeah. You see that. Yeah, I kind of remember that, like, older episodes.
And then there was the movie starring Matt LeBlanc. Yeah. Yeah. And apparently there was a cartoon that I never saw.
Huh. I don't remember that.
Yeah, me either.
It also had Gary Oldman was Dr. Smith in that.
Yes, he was, yes.
Which, you know, I don't totally hate that movie. I mean, the effects, it was that period where they didn't nail it yet, but they were using it a lot.
Yeah. So. I don't think it was that it was a bad movie. I think it was just kind of a, okay. It was just.
Yeah. It wasn't. But I know people like hate that movie, but I'm like.
I don't hate it.
I don't think it was totally terrible.
But, I just think it was kind of average.
Yeah.
So. But this new show looks kind of interesting. I might have to check it out.
They had the robot's eventually. Voice there, and I was like, "You got to do the old
yeah
danger." It's like a more subdued version of that. I'm like, "No, man, you got to go big with that shit."
Danger, Will Robinson.
Not that big.
Oh, sorry.
Danger! Willie Robs!
So, yeah, so we'll keep that. We'll be checking that out at some point. Give it a shot. What the hell? Why not? I'll add it to my giant list of shit to check out.
I know. It's a huge pile now.
Isn't Jessica Jones season 2 coming out? Or it has come out? By this point,
I don't know if it has yet, but it's pretty close.
There's another thing I got to add to my list.
I know
it sounds like I'm complaining about it, but it is all stuff I want to watch.
Yeah,
it's just so damn much.
I like once you get like one down, there's like three more. It's like a fucking Hydra.
I know,
entertainment Hydra.
Watch one and there's three more.
Like I get one show down and fucking three more show up. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, so
like I can't fuck. You can't stay above it. Like I'm like that's with games and stuff. But like I just keep buying them because games are weird because that's the only thing that you can buy that could just disappear. You know what I mean? Like movies and things, you can always find copies of that.
Kind of not usually not go out of print, but like
you know, one week you're like, oh, okay, it's there, and then you know you check back a month, it's really hard to find, and the shit's like $200 now. There's so many games that I was like, I should have bought,
yeah,
and I'm picking up for like $20-$30, and now they're asking like $200 for
yeah, me. And you're like,
I'm never doing that.
Nope, not so for one game, no.
Yeah, so I feel like I always have to be vigilant on that. Like, There's so many games I want to play. I'm constantly buying them, you know, like not spending crazy amounts, but you know, like, and I have such a backlog of shit to play that.
Yeah.
that's never going to happen. But
if I start thinking about it, I go nuts because I'm like, the way I play games, I only have a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
So it takes me longer to play games. So of course, as I'm playing one game, I'm like right now I'm playing Horizon that you let me borrow. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And I'm loving it, except I'm stuck on a part right now. But while I'm playing Horizon, which is going to take me a while, I'm thinking about, I still want to play Assassin's Creed Origins, and I want to play this, and I want to play this, and I want to check that out. And then the Marvel Super Heroes 2 came out, and then all this other, and I'm like,
Yeah, you're really behind. But the one good thing about me buying them all is that when you actually get around to it, I will already have it.
You're like my,
and played it.
So you're like my game library.
I know. I'm like, yeah. Dr. Feelgood. Like, come on, man.
The Dr. Feelgood of games.
Try it out, man.
You'll like it, man. Just try the first level. All right, so next up. We have a story about Joss Whedon leaving Batgirl, the Batgirl film.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I heard something also after this that they might be putting it like on the back burner there.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
I think that would be a good idea, really.
Yeah.
I think it's way too early for Batgirl.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. And no offense to Joss Whedon, but I'd kind of like to see a female director do Batgirl. Kind of like with Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really.
Although,
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I mean, I don't think it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
But Joss Whedon, I have the, you know, he's good, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. The last ones I can think of are the Avengers Ultron, which it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
And Justice League, which wasn't that great. Mm. So somebody new in there.
Yeah.
Fresh voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, woman, whoever. Yeah. Blind, crippled, crazy. I don't give a fuck. Just make a good movie.
Alrighty. Yeah. And then there's mixed stories about why Joss is no longer doing Batgirl. Did he quit? Did he get fired? Blah, blah, blah. But that's all rumors. And
yeah. Well, I heard that he couldn't come up with a good story for it. So
yeah.
But didn't he have something with he had some complaints brought against him or something?
Yeah, something.
I remember something about that. But
well, I think he had like a Wonder Woman script, but it was very sexist or some shit like that people were saying.
I
didn't see it, but.
Like, I heard there were like actual like complaints against him.
Oh, that I don't know.
I don't think anything like insane, but not like a Weinstein thing, but
right.
And he might be just be like, I'm fucking burned out on
maybe
doing huge tentpole things for me.
Yeah, it's gonna take a toll on you.
And it's just like, you know, years of your life invested.
Yeah,
it's so much riding on it, so much pressure and shit.
I'm not too upset about this because, again, like you said, it's kind of too early.
Yeah,
for a Batgirl movie, I think.
Yeah, it's wait. You don't even have fucking Robin in it.
I know, right? So,
I mean, we haven't really even been that established with this Batman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we haven't had a new Batman solo movie either. So.
Yeah, I don't even think like he's been. Have a strong enough foundation to bring in offshoot characters.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Like Batgirl. Like what? I saw him in the news. He's my hero.
Batgirl.
I feel you need more. There needs to be more connections.
Yeah, I think so.
With
yeah.
us as an audience to Batman, than to bring in to take Batgirl.
Step to Batgirl.
Even yeah. Robin or anybody like yeah. I heard about the Nightwing thing. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That seems way too soon.
Way too soon, yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I know what you're going to do. We're going to move on to our next story. All And this one's kind of odd, too. I'm kind of not sure how I feel about it. And it's some news about the Wonder Woman sequel. And that they're looking to get, they're looking to have Cheetah in the, I almost said Chitara. Wrong franchise.
Chitara. Somebody told me that they're making a Thundercats movie.
That's a rumor going around, yes.
You've heard that?
There's a rumor.
I haven't heard that. I'm like,
I have heard it.
Where the hell did you get that?
I don't fucking
know. I do this as a hobby thing. And I didn't know about that. Just some random dudes told me that. I'm like, what? I haven't seen anything about that.
I heard about it a while ago. Oh. And it was just a rumor. Like a while ago, so I don't know if anything actually. But anyway.
This was just like a week ago. I'm like, well. Sorry.
We're not talking about Chitara. We're talking about Cheetah, who is one of the main villains of Wonder Woman. And was this officially announced, or is it something they're looking at? I don't know.
I think they want her for it. But
they're looking at having Kristen Wiig play Cheetah of SNL fame. And
Bridesmaids.
And
Ghostbusters. 2016. We won't mention that one.
And mostly
Bridesmaid.
And mostly comedies.
Yeah. So, she has done some serious roles.
Has she? I don't think I've seen her.
I think she was in, I can't remember if she was in Arrival or Interstellar or both of them. She was definitely one of those, but maybe both of those. Or in The Martian, I think she was. She was in either one or all of those movies.
Or maybe 2001 A Space Odyssey. I don't
know. No, she wasn't in that one.
A little early for that.
Unless she was the baby that was floating around at the end.
I don't know if I can know. You never know.
But yeah, I guess she's kind of like stared toward. She's done some dramatic stuff too. Dramedy that came out with another guy from Saturday Night Live too.
It's been done.
Yeah.
Plenty of people have done it. I just don't know. It's just an odd choice to me.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, whatever. We'll give it a shot. If that's the direction they choose to go in, I'll go in with an open mind. Just, you know, give her a shot at it. It's just odd.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty, like, left field fucking.
Yeah. It's not a, oh, I can't believe they're fucking doing that. Blah, blah, blah. It's just an odd choice.
Yeah. It is an odd choice.
And
Cheetah is weird, too. But, I mean, like, Cheetah's I weird, feel like yeah. you need, that's like Wonder Woman's Joker, kind of, whatever. Like, that's her kinda, main
yeah,
thing, her main villains. Yeah. Even though it's a weird villain. But
one of the big name villains that, you know, a lot of people would know.
Yeah, for her.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, but also weird.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it, just to see how she does.
Yeah, like I think, I have a feeling that she will do a good job. It's just a weird pick.
It is,
I would never have thought that.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know who I would think of, really.
Yeah, I don't either.
Charo.
Coochie, coochie, coo, bitch.
Oh, damn. Little tail and everything. Was
fucking Charo. What the fuck? You literally pulled that out of your ass.
I did.
All right, not literally, but. So, yeah, I don't know.
I did. It's like, oh.
I hope you cleaned up.
Like a big hairy fortune cookie. Oh. Pulled a piece of paper out of there. Charo. Oh. That way you think I came up with that. Out of my ass. Oh, yeah, I get random thoughts during the week and I just shove them on pieces of paper in my ass so I can just pull them out randomly. I took that saying literally. And and I've said too much now.
Okay, yes, but I think we should definitely move on.
Fascinating.
Oops, wrong button. And, oh boy, guess what? Another fucking reboot.
Son of a...
This time we're talking about The Crow reboot starring Jason Momoa.
Momoa.
And I guess it finally got a release date.
Yes, which I don't know what it is.
And you did not write down. No, I do not.
So I know it's 2019.
Yeah, I believe it was 2019.
Well, why are you looking that up? What do you think about that?
About the...
the reboot of that.
I don't feel... I really don't feel it's necessary.
Yeah.
The Crow was a great story, and I enjoyed the movie for what it was. It was a great movie. Because they went in a certain direction with it. But as they've tried to do sequels and a TV show and everything, you kind of come across the realization that it's kind of a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
Like it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because none of the sequels were good that I saw.
No.
In the TV show, I think I might have watched just to see it, but I don't think that was too good.
No, I don't think it was either.
And I kind of feel weird, too, because it's like Brandon Lee, I'm like, that's his movie.
Right.
Like, it's sad what happened to him. It's like, let him just have that.
Right.
That's his movie.
The tragedy of his passing that happened during the filming.
Yeah, you know, it's like, does the world need another fucking Crow movie?
I don't
think so.
No.
Does anybody want another Crow movie? I really don't think so.
Yeah, I really don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm sure Jason Momoa, well, you know, he did the Conan movie, which I don't even know if I watched the whole thing. That's how much of an impression it made on me.
Yeah, see, I haven't watched it, so.
But I was kind of excited to watch it. I'm like, oh, cool, new Conan movie. And I was bored shitless.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, was oh, bad? Man.
Wow, okay.
It was not good.
October 11th, 2019.
Hmm.
And again, I really don't care. But I don't think it's necessary.
It's too much with the reboots already now.
I know, right?
They just keep coming.
Never ending reboots.
And I never haven't heard one that I was like, ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, sir.
And there haven't been any reboots that have been like, that was fucking amazing. You know? I'm glad they rebooted that.
I haven't seen any that I can think of.
No.
I was like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah. So.
Even remakes.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was younger, but.
Yeah. When you didn't know they were remakes.
Yeah. Like The Thing and The Fly.
Oh, right, yeah.
And The Blob. All fucking great remakes.
So there you go. There's the key to a good remake. It has to be the something.
The Crow.
Oh.
That means it's going to be good.
I guess not.
It could be.
Could be.
It's got the going for it.
Yeah, it sure does. All right, well, let's move on. So our last bit of news is kind of sad and kind of disappointing, but not entirely surprising. And that is that the masterful, legendary, amazing John Williams might finally officially retire from doing Star Wars music after episode 9.
Yeah.
John Williams, who happens to be one of our followers, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I hear from him all the time.
Mm-hmm. He's a really nice guy.
He tells me when I speak, it's like a symphony to him. It inspires him to write. My voice was the inspiration for the theme song to Schindler's List. That's what he told me. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I don't know. But so, yeah, I was moved by that.
I did invite him to come on the show. Unfortunately, he's a very busy man, so he has not been able to make it. But perhaps someday.
Hey, you never know.
Anyway, so now that we got all that bullshit out of the way. Yeah, I mean, not surprising.
I think that's good.
I think, yeah, he's reached that point, you know, where it's just time to retire, time to enjoy your life.
Yeah, I don't know if he's retiring from writing music completely, but...
Yeah, I don't think so, but...
But, I mean, Star Wars, I think... Unfortunately, I think that they should have started all brand new.
Right, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's good, after 9, to just... We're doing...
Right,
yeah. You know, it's still the same universe and what have you, but...
Right.
Totally fresh news stories, because... I don't know. Like, I like the new ones, but... I don't like that all my heroes have to die for it to move past them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's necessary. It really is not going to be anybody left by this.
No kidding, yeah.
So I think that might be good as a new clean slate.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Which will be weird.
Yeah, weird, but it feels necessary.
Yeah, I think it'll be good for Star Wars as a whole.
Yeah.
To move.
Yeah, forward. I agree. Yeah, definitely. Although,
it makes me sad, but I think it's...
There'll be a lot of the whiny Star Wars fans who won't be able to accept that, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, it's like it's weird. I mean, I understand. Every complaint I've heard about any of it, I totally get it. And I know what I understand completely where everybody's coming from.
Right.
Because I think the same thing or feel it in some
regard, too. I can see that, but...
Yeah, like, I totally get it.
Right. But...
But...
You gotta move on.
Yeah, like, I mean, this movie, like, The Last Jedi, did everything I didn't want it to do, and then made me okay with it at the same time.
I know, right?
Which I have no idea how the fuck that happened. But I shouldn't like it, but I did.
Mm.
And I totally get why people don't like it. Or what they had the problems. Like, I understand that. Because if you told me what happened to this movie before I saw it, I would be like, I fucking hate all of that.
Yeah, to be fair, I can understand that, but it happened. It just, you got to move on.
And plus, it's only the middle story.
Right.
You don't like, know even John Williams was saying that he doesn't think the Rey thing is true.
Right. Nobody does.
We don't know yet.
Except Rey.
Yeah. Or whoever's...
That was just Kylo Ren's way to try to manipulate her.
Yeah, he said... Even John Williams said he thinks that we'll find out who her family is in the next one. But he doesn't know what he's saying.
And we might get to learn more about Snoke, even though he's dead. But we, you know... We might still get to learn how he brought Ren into his fold.
But see, I kind of like the Snoke thing. Because when I first saw The Force Awakens, I was like, oh, that's like the Emperor. And
oh, yeah.
You know, right, like I wasn't really
that
interested. The name was shitty. I'm like, Snoke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck about that guy. And then, like, I kind of liked that they did that. Because you would expect it. Maybe like how Return of the Jedi was. That's what you're mentally being like.
Right, yeah.
It's going to be a part where he turns on him and tries to redeem himself. But you can't do it exactly like that because you're just ripping off fucking...
Yeah.
And I kind of like being that it's a solo. I like that because I'm like...
Right.
He's like, you know, before there was the hero of the story. Now the...
Right.
Now... That the part of that family is, you know, he's worse in some regards.
Yeah.
Than Vader in some ways. I mean, he's not as cool or whatever, but his striving to be evil is the polar opposite of like how Luke was striving, you know, like.
Right.
He's, like, I find that way more interesting.
Yeah, I do too.
And you're like, oh shit, he fucking killed him. He killed his master, and now he's like.
I love the way, yeah, I love the direction they've taken with Kylo Ren.
Like, if it wasn't a Solo or, you know, a Skywalker related person there, I wouldn't like that, but.
Yeah, because it wouldn't have the same impact.
Yeah. So I think that was pretty ballsy. I'm like, damn.
Indeed.
And I have no idea what the fuck's going to happen. Mm. Other than there's probably going to be a big battle and then some kind of a resolution at the end of it. And
right, yeah.
That I can say confidently. But
yeah. Cool. All right, so.
But we'll John Williams. Yeah.
We'll miss you, John Williams, but you've got a great legacy. You are a master.
It's the soundtrack to our childhoods, man.
Oh, fuck yeah. So many of our favorite movies. All right, so let us move on. Now it is time for our Keeper's Recommendation of the Week.
I'm not doing that.
Fascinating.
So what do we got this week? What do you recommend?
Well, actually, I'm just going to go a little fascinating update on the VR front there.
Oh.
I've been playing it a little more.
Oh.
And I still get sick-ish. I mean, I never get, like, throw up, but, you know, just feel a little nauseous.
A little queasy there.
I get, like, a headache sometimes. I don't know if it's...
I can see that.
But I've been playing it. I'm like, it is really fucking cool. I have to say that.
Nice.
I feel like the more I do it, the better. Which sucks. I mean, that's a hard sell for people because it's like, who wants to play something that's going to make you nauseous? Or probably, I've seen people play it like they just like fucking fall over and like laying on the floor. Like, I haven't hit that point. But
wow, that's I feel bad for them.
I know it's a tough sell.
That's gonna suck.
But I played three things, like just trying them out. I did the Star Trek Bridge Crew thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is in the menu, like you and your little shuttle flying towards the, that's not the Enterprise, but it's, was the Aegis or, I don't know,
something I think
like
it was the Argus or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But that's fucking cool.
I know, right?
I'm like, I'm just looking at it like, ooh, it looks fucking badass. And then I started playing. I only did like the training and everything.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fucking cool.
It is pretty cool. Although, it took me a little while to figure out what the fuck I was doing when I played it. But, yeah, once I got the hang of it, like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, like the whole idea of that. And you can play it out of VR, too, I just found out.
Yeah, you can. And you can play it with up to three other people.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd I guess the voice support for it has been down, and I don't know if it's coming back. But you used to be able to talk to each other and be like, give commands that way. And you can do it while you're playing single player too. But I think they took it down because it wasn't working right or something happened.
Yeah. That's too bad. That's a cool idea.
Yeah, but it's pretty fucking cool. Like, I like Star Trek. I mean, I've always liked Star Trek.
Right,
but I'm not like a complete, you know, like
fanatic
about it. But it was pretty damn cool. I'm like, I can't wait to get into it.
Ooh. I know. It is. It really is.
What else did I play? I played, I tried Rez, which is a game that came, I still have on the PS2.
Yeah.
When that originally came out. And that shit was insane. Like, I was, I had it on my head, and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because it's kind of like vector graphics, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so colorful and like.
Yeah, yeah.
But that shit was insane. I'm like, this is just, it's just cool.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Like, and I got Skyrim, which I played twice all the way through pretty much. Well, I played one time and I got so many hours into it, like near the end, and my PS3 fucked up. And I was like, oh my God. Then I bought it for the Xbox, the 360, and replayed the whole thing. So I put over 300 hours in that game.
Jeez.
And now I got it again. I'm like, in VR, I'm like, do I want to play it again? I don't know. But once I started doing it, it made me sick at first. But you can, like, change options and make it a little better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's weird. It's amazing and looks like complete ass at the same time. Because it's, you know, the graphics from, you know, how many years ago now?
Yeah.
I think like 6 years. Not that far, but.
Yeah, far enough, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's weird. I put the headset off I put a lot on top of my head so I could still be seeing, you know, so it's still looking for it, so I'm still seeing the game. So I just looked at it on my TV because it's playing on your TV at the same time.
Right.
And it looked nice on my TV, so I was just trying to tell if the...
Oh, yeah.
Because I first put it on, I was like, damn.
But yeah, up that close, yeah.
It ain't pretty.
Yeah.
But it is fucking... It's pretty fucking amazing, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm walking around in fucking Skyrim.
That's fucking awesome.
It is cool. You can use the move controllers, but I didn't do that. I haven't fucked with that.
Yeah. Because
the way to move around is really weird. And I was like, I haven't played in so long. I'm like, I'm just going to get used to it again. And
yeah.
But just going in caves and fighting shit. And I was like, this giant spider, which I was like,
oh,
I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. But
I'm not crazy about that. Yeah.
I fought a bunch of them, but it's so shitty looking that it kind of takes away. You're like, oh, that's...
Like, oh, you're not so bad.
Yeah, like, it wasn't that scary, because I'm like,
yeah,
you look shitty. But it's, like, kind of blurry. Like, it's not great.
Yeah.
But overall, it is. But cool. When you first put it on, you're like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, I feel like it's like, I have, like, glaucoma vision or something. Everything's blurry and a little hazy, and I'm like, everything looks shitty, and I'm like...
It's in 3D,
though.
It's in 3D!
But I first played it, I was like, I couldn't do it for, like, more than 20 minutes. I was like, okay, I'm done. And then I did it again, and I did it a couple hours. And I'm like, this is fucking cool. So that's my stand on VR right now. It's awesome. Fucking cool.
That's awesome. All right, cool. So is that it for your recommendations?
Yeah, pretty much.
I have nothing this week. So... We'll move on and do our Keepers Movie Review of the Week.
Keepers Friends Movie of the Week!
Alright, so this week we watched a classic movie called You're the Hunter from the Future. Alright, so... Mr. Chris, why don't you give us
the lowdown on the movie?
Give us the your down on the movie.
I don't get it. All right. It is before the dawn of time. Strange, savage beasts roam the earth, foraging for human flesh. Fierce tribesmen prey on the weak and innocent. Mystic sacrifices appease the gods. Your red brown TV's Captain America is the mightiest warrior of his area. That. Yeah, I'm still reading though. But his own past and true identity are shrouded in the mists of time. His only clue is a golden medallion around his neck, which leads him to a beautiful priestess, Corinne Cleary, Moonraker. Held prisoner in a forbidden city, armed to the teeth, Yor sets off on a quest, ready to blast away all manner of terrifying creatures along the way. Oh, jeez. Which this movie starred the aforementioned Red Brown in Corinne Cleary, Moonraker, and John Steiner, and also with Carol Andre, which I don't know who that
Carol
is.
Carol Andre?
Andre, bitch. And it was directed by Anthony M. Dawson, which none of these names sound familiar to me at all, except the Red Brown. They said Red Beach. That's the guitarist from Winger.
Fascinating.
She's only 17. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Red Beach? Yeah. Good times. Yeah. Red Brown.
Yeah.
And the guy with the weird eyes that we have known from other movies. Was that John Steiner, you think? Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yep, that's the lowdown on that shit.
Nice.
Was that not recording?
It is now.
None of that was recorded?
No, that was all recording.
Oh, okay. Like, don't make me do it again.
Anywho, so that was a lovely synopsis. perhaps not 100% accurate.
No.
This was an interesting one, I gotta say. Now, to begin with, this was something you had seen as a kid.
Yeah, I have to give a little history there.
Yeah, go for it.
See, back in the Dizzy.
That's day.
Like, when I was a kid, they had HBO, and there was a certain string of movies that were, like, high up on my list.
Sure, sure, sure.
There was Swamp Thing.
Sure.
There was Flash Gordon.
There was Krull.
Beastmaster.
Yes.
And Young Frankenstein, which is not.
That's why.
The Jerk.
Yes.
Silver Streak.
Yes.
Zorro the Gay Blade. Yellowbeard.
Yeah. Oh, Yellowbeard.
Ice Pirates, probably. Space Hunters. I remember that one with the Molly Ringwald and in Michael Ironside. He was like a weird fucking half robot guy that was like swinging around on this like pulley system thing. I don't know. You probably would remember it. A lot of like shitty, low apocalyptic, post apocalyptic sci fi shit. Anyway, it was fantastic. And this was one of those movies that was probably lower tier of that.
Sure, sure, but sure.
I was very familiar with it.
Should I say, your.
And that's I haven't seen
Y-O-R, by the way, just in case people are wondering.
Yeah. Like, I don't even, like, I know it's not a well-known movie, but I don't even know if it's obscure enough to do on this show. I just happened to buy a copy of it and I wanted to watch it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little more, might be a little more known.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty, I mean, it's not a well-known.
Right, like, yeah. It's no Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, but I was like, fuck it, I want to watch it. I bought it, and you, I don't think, you might have seen it.
I don't think I did. It didn't.
No.
It wasn't familiar, no.
And I'm glad we did.
I'm glad we did, too.
Because I did see it maybe more than 10 years ago, and I was not feeling it. I think I was still kind of a movie snob.
Right, yeah.
I was like, oh, this wasn't good.
It's so funny that you went through that movie snob phase. Well, I think I might have, too, at one point, but not as...
Yeah, like I was just really turned off by shitty movies. I was like, oh, I couldn't appreciate it.
Right.
Not realizing that I pretty much grew up with shit.
I know, yeah. Well, and that's where we are now. We love shitty movies.
We've come full circle.
We have come full circle.
Back to the shiznai.
The circle of life.
The circle of shit. The circle of shit.
Fascinating.
But yeah, so this, I have to say, I was enjoying this movie the whole time. Even when we were making fun of it, it was still fun to watch, and we had some good jokes. So,
I love they tried to like throw like a Flash Gordon like theme song,
yeah,
with some band. Which I looked at the music and it was written by some guy, and then it said additional music by Guido. So I don't know if that's a band or just some random dude, but
and it was fucking 80s.
Yeah, but they tried to do the theme song when it first starts up, but like, oh Jesus!
I know. I keep thinking, trying to think of it, but all I keep thinking is "Your," but sung in the Flash.
Yeah,
"Your," but that's not what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
It was awesome, and it was your typical barbarian type movie with everybody was scantily clad, and
I saw Reb Brown's ass way too much.
Yeah. Alright, so let's get into the good, the bad, and the nitpicky. So the good was the movie was a hell of a lot of fun. A hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
It was
a good
time. Weird, wild, crazy.
Weird, wild, wacky stuff.
It didn't make a whole lot of sense, but you didn't need it to.
It felt like the whole world was like the size of a football field.
Yeah,
because they're
yeah.
Like, they must travel far, and they're like walk for 2 minutes. Like we're here, and you're like what?
Wait, you didn't even move anywhere.
You must cross.
You can still see where you came from.
The ocean. You know, it's like you were just literally like 2 seconds ago on that beach, and now you're already there. What the?
I know it's funny
in the same shot.
But yeah, and I thought everybody did a fairly decent job with what they had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it was very I would say highly enjoyable. So the bad, it was a cheesy movie.
Yeah, I mean, the effects were
bad. The dialogue was bad. But I don't know if I'd call that all bad.
Yeah.
Good bad.
It was in a charming bad.
Yeah, charming bad. You
remember when, he kept having, like, he was just lousy with women all over the place.
I know, he just...
For a place that was like, there was nobody alive still.
He kept popping up all over the place for him.
Well, these other tribe of people, I can't remember what they were called, but they were painted blue and very hairy.
Oh, yeah. They purple people eaters.
Yeah, they stole his woman. One of his women. His first woman. And then he went there to get her back. They took the other, her tribe's... men too. They stole all those people too.
Well, they got that you all the cared, women. But
yeah, like, yeah, I thought he was gonna go save all of them, but he mainly just got his woman, and I think he pretty much killed everybody.
Yeah, pretty much,
including the other tribe people.
Yeah,
but remember there was this giant white bat or whatever the fuck that thing was. They were outside. They're like, oh, night creatures are flying. And he pulls out a bow and he, like, shoots it. It comes, like, crashing down. And then it pops his head up for a second. It was like a Muppet. He's like, oh, and then he starts, like, hitting it with a rock. And then he's like, he grabs the fucking thing. And then he fucking hand glides into the tribespeople's cave. And it cues up the music, like, the Flash Gordon. They're like, yo! And he just, like, flies. That was fucking awesome.
Oh, that was fucking awesome.
That's great.
So, all right, so let's move on to the nitpicky. The only real nitpicky thing I have is the amount of shots of his butt that we had to see. Yeah. Because he was wearing a loincloth and it kept...
It was really windy a lot of times.
Yeah. So we kept seeing his butt cheeks popping out. You're like, oh, dang it, yeah. A couple of times you saw other people's butt cheeks, but it didn't make up for all the time you saw his butt cheeks. Not that he had a bad butt, but... You could tell he was working out, but, you know.
Could bounce a quarter off that thing. But, yeah.
And the other thing was, his fucking hair...
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure if it was actually his hair or a wig or perhaps both, either or.
Yeah.
But it was like platinum blonde and it looked like a wig a lot of the time and a bad wig.
It was looking pretty rough.
But it stood up in the wind pretty well, so.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll give him credit for that.
I remember the one part where there was another tribal, it's way too much to get into, but he was fighting them with fire.
Oh, yeah.
And he was doing, like, his self-imposed slow motion. Like, the movie wasn't in slow motion, but he was just, like, fighting them, like, he was trying to be careful with the fire.
Yes.
And I'm like, hey, he's in slow motion, but he's doing it himself. Like, it was so fucking weird.
Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
He was like, he just brushed the sword by people, and they would light on fire. Go, oh! Like, that was so weird. And the story is fucking weird, too, because it paints it like a prehistoric thing.
Right.
But what you later come to find out, you know, it's like cavemen kind of.
Right, yeah.
Then you find out he's different from everybody because he's blonde, I guess. And he has a little made in Taiwan fucking necklace that
it's Italian, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a mysterious island out in the ocean that's surrounded by storms, which takes literally like 2 minutes to get to from the beach. And those are his people that lived there, like his ancestors and stuff. And
right,
there was, what happened is there was a great nuclear war back in the day, and they were the survivors.
Right, yeah.
And they hid out there, and life continued on the mainland. And basically, it started us over, I guess, because everybody's a fucking caveman now. And
yeah, it was. Yeah,
they have like mutated pigs with long, long scaly tails, long spiky tails,
and like weird dinosaur-like creatures, but aren't, I don't know, like...
Yeah. What that if, was, like, the twist part. Like, oh, I thought it was in the past, but it's really in the future.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh. had robots and all kinds of shit. Yeah, then
it like became a whole different movie at that point. It was weird.
Yeah, it checked a lot of boxes. Which was nice.
Yeah. So, let's give it a rating, shall we? On the Keeper's rating system of 1 to 5, where 1 is a movie that is bad, but it ain't good. Just bad. And 2, where a movie is kind of just there.
Like good or bad, it's just...
Just a movie. 3 is a movie that's bad, but you can still manage to find some good in it. Whether it's just making fun of it or, you know, some nudity or something like that.
You perv.
Hey, sometimes that's all you got.
Sometimes all you got. You just need like, a titty or something.
That movie.
There was a nipple.
Yes, there was. Accidental nippleage. and a 4 is a movie that's so bad, it's actually good. And a rating of 5 is a movie that is genuinely good. A true cult classic, if you will. And with that being said, what are we going to give your mama?
Yeah.
I had to do it once, sorry. What are we going to give, what are we going to give your for a rating?
I think maybe go 3.5.
Really? Well, I'm going to differ with you slightly. Because I enjoy...
How dare you, sir?
Because I enjoy the hell out of this movie. I had fun with it. I had fun with you and me watching it. I'm going to go ahead and give this fucker a 4.
Whoa!
Your gets a 4.
You just wanted the rhyme scheme, didn't you, you fuck?
Yep.
Your gets a 4.
Your gets a 4 from... I got nothing. The
silly man whore? Your gets a 4 from the silly man whore?
I don't know.
No, that kind of rhymes still. Whore, that's what I'm saying.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't really like it either. I don't like that one.
I don't like it. So there you go. 3.5 from Chris and a straight up 4 from me because I love the shit out of this movie. It was fucking awesome.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that you liked it.
Yeah, I loved it.
I did too, but I don't know if it's there for me. It's close.
Sure.
It's 3.5 close to me. Sure.
I think I was a 3.5 during most of it, and then just by the end of the movie, I'm just like, this is a 4. I'm just loving it. It's a fucking 4. So good it's bad. I mean, so bad it's good. That's weird, huh?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
So an excellent choice on the movies this week.
Nice.
All right, so I guess that'll do it for us for this week. We want to thank you all for listening to us. If you would like to contact us, you can email us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter at KOTFR. Or, you know, we got a Facebook page there, Keepers of the Fringe. But, you know, whatever. Who does that shit? So, you know, drop us a line or whatever. We'd love to hear from you.
Don't be such a stranger.
Because we're certainly...
You never call.
You never call. Why don't you?
You never do.
Anyway, so, with that being said, I'm Derek, he's Chris, we are the Keepers of the Fringe, and any immortal words of Eric Cartman?
Great, you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Toodles. I don't know. Anyway.
We like movies.
That's a good start.